Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah for all the bounties and ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have bestowed upon this ummah. As we continue to see, to witness the trauma, the killing, the genocide, every name you want to give it, you name it. It's happening in the open air. Nothing is hidden. The whole world witness. The whole world can see it. Every single soul knows about it, and yet no one has the guts to say anything against it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy, His rahmah upon this ummah as we are going through a phase where we have never witnessed, see such a dhulm in our lifetime that we witness and seeing is happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters, and including the young children, burnt alive. And there is no any news channel that can have the guts to say what is happening is in injustice. In fact, it's the other way around. They have all the words in the world to justify it, that what is happening, it is right. According to their beliefs, it is right for them to do this to the believers, to the Muslims who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to their beliefs, it is right for them to do what they are doing to the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives every ummah a time for them to repent, to understand, and to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask for forgiveness. If that time collapses, then there is nothing but to face the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 45, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Khashi'in is the one who understand and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have the taqwa, who have the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do nothing except that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that whenever we face calamity, hardship, difficulty, what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they used to do, and this used to be their sunnah, whenever they faced a calamity, they used to straight away perform wudu and stand in the salah and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Whenever we have calamity, difficulty, straight away ask and seek help and support and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuing in the same verse says, this asking and praying to Allah and asking for help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ, is very difficult and hard for those munafiqeen who act as if they are true Muslim, they believe in Allah, but truly they are not true believers, and they are munafiq in the hypocrites. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. This action is difficult and is hard except for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because for the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the next other ayah, innal munafiqeen fi ad-darki al-asfali minan nar, those for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the punishment in the hellfire, in the jahannam, and they'll be at the lowest level of jahannam. Those hypocrites and munafiqeen who act as if they care for the Muslims, they act as if they are true Muslims, while in reality they are not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from the signs and the habits of munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, wasta'inu bis sabri wa salah, we should be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform more nawafil, more sunan, qiyamul layl, standing at night, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his support and his guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ankabut, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salah, praying, performing, the verse before I mentioned, wasta'inu bis sabri wa salah, to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another surah, Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Whoever hold on to salah, whoever hold on to understand the importance of salah, whoever perform the salat as they should be performed in their own time, we're talking about fara'id here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that performing salah, that habit of keep praying on time and performing the salah on time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, if that there is any bad habits or ill bad habits in that person, eventually those salat, hold on to salat, performing the salat on time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says them salat, those salat will stop him from those bad habits. So if anyone has a bad habit, whether it's gambling, watch what you shouldn't be watching, listening to what you shouldn't be listening, wasting time in a social media and so on, if those habits are with anyone, then they should be making more effort in their salat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, human being, and within our body Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the heart, and within the heart there is a hardness. The heart becomes hard. And how can we soften that? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَلَذِكْرُ akbar. The verses continue before, that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتُمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. In the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that the heart is hard. And the hardness for that, how to make it soft, is keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that only when it's salat time, I pray my salat and I'm done. No. All the time, when you're walking, when you're working, when you're playing, whenever you do, as long as it is, you know, in the toilet, continue dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you are sitting to eat, continue dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you're sitting, you're doing nothing, continue with dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you're sitting on your table working, whether you're walking or sitting in one place, continue with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften the heart. Hassan al-Basri radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi says that as much as fixing our salat is important, that we learn how to pray salat, how it's supposed to be performed the salat, when it's supposed to be performed the salat, and so on. The important is to understand how my salat, praying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how important it is, and how can I get it right so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept it. As much as that is important, also sorting our life out, fixing our life, removing those bad habits, removing those things that make us waste our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows when our time will be up. No one knows when my last breath is going to be. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows. So for that, brothers, when we waste our time, We don't know if this will be my last minute or last second. So as much as it's important to understand, to learn, how can I pray my salat, and how can I fix my salat, how can I make sure that my salat is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the salat, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find the sukoon in our heart. We see in the media, we read in the media, and we are all upset for what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in another verse, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Do not say for those who are killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they've sacrificed their life of this dunya, that they are dead bodies. No, they're not. They might look dead bodies to us, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we cannot see, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, bal ahya, they are alive in hereafter, inda rabbihim yurzaqun. Allah is the one who's providing for them. They might look dead to us, but those who sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah, those who are given their life for the sake of Allah, and they left this dunya, their bodies may look dead to us, but their soul is still alive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for them. It's mentioned in hadith that when a good soul leave this dunya, the martyrs, the shuhada, those who sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take their soul in the shape of a bird and let them free to wander around in the Jannah. Go wherever you want, do whatever you want, a free soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a death that will be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs. So we can enjoy what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hereafter in Jannah. And this is as soon as a shaheed passes away in this dunya, straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter them in Jannah. They might look very painful to us what is happening to them, but for them in hereafter is much better than what they are going through in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for Muslim ummah around the world. So for those who are not hold on to their salat, they are far away from the salat, they don't understand the importance of salat, they're not performing their salat on time, they're not performing their salat as they should be. It is not a tick box exercise that, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've come for a Jum'ah, take it, I'll see you next Friday. Allah doesn't need our salat. Allah doesn't need our ibadah. We are in need of Allah's mercy and rahmah more than Allah needs our prayers. It is our ibadah, worshipping, talking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we stand to pray, we are praying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, when we stand to pray, Allah is in front of us. The only difference is because Allah has not given our eyes the power to see Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of us. And if we cannot see Him, for sure Allah can see us. If we can understand, when I'm standing in front of the Allah in my salat, and I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I am performing my ibadah, I am talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who I cannot see, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see me and can hear me. How can I perfect my salat? That connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned those who neglect their salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mudathir, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. The people who neglect their salat, they didn't give the attention to their salat, and they thought the salat is like just, you know, it's a burden. Let me just go pray for the sake of praying. At least I can say I'm done with it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected their salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept their salat. And they were praying whenever they feel like, when I get time, I'll go and pray. When I get a chance, I'll go and pray. When I am busy, I'll tell Allah I'm too busy to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mudathir, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. Saqar is one of the level, one of the place in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment of hellfire. Is one of the place in Jahannam. And these people will be put there in Saqar. And they'll be asked by the malaika, the angels of Jahannam, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What happened to you? We end up here in this place. What the answer will be? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah mentions in the Quran. They will reply, the reason why we're here is because we used to neglect our salat. We used to never give important attention to the salat. We used to never pray as we're supposed to be praying. We used to think, you know, just it's kind of responsibility, a burden on me. Let me go and pray and say to Allah, here, Allah, take your salat. Rather than performing it from the heart, with all the mind and body and spiritual attention, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot see him, but he can see me. I cannot hear him, but he can hear me. Giving that attention in our salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that punishment. So they will be asked, what happened to you? How you end up in Saqar? They'll say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. We used to never pray. We used to never take importance of the salat in our life. And that's how we end up here. And one of Mufassirin mentions in the explanation of the Saqar, it is a level in Jahannam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in such a way that it leaves a person that in a state where they're not dead and they're not even alive. They wish that, oh Allah, just finish us. Let us die so we cannot face this punishment. And that every time they get burnt, totally finished, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create them again. And that exercise continues, that punishment continues. And that is the explanation of Saqar. The people in there, they'll be punished, totally burnt out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders them and then created again. And what is their reason to be punished? لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We used to never give attention to the salat. We used to never pray our salat. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the next verse, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ. Do you know what is Saqar? لَا تَبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ. It leaves nothing, no anyone to live or to die. They will keep facing the punishment, totally burnt out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create him again. لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ is blackening of skin. Even the skin will be totally burnt out. Sometimes you see, you leave any meat on the barbecue and you forget to turn it around or to give it attention. By the time you come back, it's totally burnt out. You can't even enjoy that. Worse than that is the punishment of the hellfire for not performing our salat as they should be, giving our attention to the salat as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us. Not saying I'll pray when I get time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who ordered us. Aqimis salat. Perform your salat. And then I say to Allah, oh Allah, you made me so busy with my dunya life that I don't have time to pray the salat. Allah, you made me so busy in my work. Allah, you made me so busy with my university studies. Allah, you made me so busy with my playing that I don't even have time to pray for you, to pray to you. May Allah protect us that we don't end up in Saqar. May Allah protect us. Allah protect us to be amongst those who will then ask by the malaika, how did you end up here? And they'll say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose in this dunya. We see it every single day, what is happening to our Muslim brothers, sisters, young children burnt alive. The whole world is looking at it as if it's entertainment. No one has the guts to say what is happening is wrong. No news channel have the guts to say what is happening there is injustice. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. This is a moment for us to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know when it's going to be our last breath. What is more important is it's not what is in this world. It's more important is what is going to happen to me after I die. After I leave this dunya. What am I going to take with me to the qabr? How am I going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? How am I going to be able to answer the questions asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? And on one occasion, Harun al-Rashid, who's famously known for his kingdom, when he was attending the dars, the class, and the ustad who was teaching, or the imam or sheikh, who was known as Ibn Sinak, during the class, on one occasion, Harun al-Rashid felt thirsty. And he asked anyone if they can provide a glass of water. Alhamdulillah, somebody went and got the glass of water and he gave it to Harun al-Rashid. At that point, Ibn Simak asked Harun al-Rashid, he says, can I ask you one question before you drink that water? He says, yes, go ahead. Remember that Harun al-Rashid is a student, Ibn Simak is the teacher. He said, how important or how valuable is that, the glass of water, to you at this point, at this moment? What would you sacrifice and give in return of that glass? And Harun al-Rashid said, if I have to give everything what Allah has given me, I would for one glass of water. If there is no water left in the world, and this is the only water left, then I would sacrifice everything, including my kingdom, for that glass of water. The Ustaz Ibn Sinak turned around and he said, in another word, what you are saying is your whole kingdom is not even worth, or is only worth, the amount of that water in that glass. That's all it is. Whatever Allah has given you in terms of the kingdom and wealth and strength and power, if you are willing to sacrifice all that just for the glass of water, that means whatever you have, it's not even valuable in as much as that water is. And this is our reality of life. We see it that Allah has given us luxury life, Allah has given us wealth and life and everything else. But my question is, what Allah has given me in this dunya, what is valuable to me in the akhirah? Because everything else I will leave here, what I'm going to take with me is my good deeds, my amal, my salat, my tilawa, my adhkar, my remorse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my istighfar. That will benefit me in hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the tawfiq and ability to continue to understand the purpose of why we're here in this dunya. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to live a life that when you come to leave this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لدين الإسلام وأمرنا بصلة الأرحام وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحنان المنان وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى كافة الأنام اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السادة الكرام أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله واعلموا عباد الله أن كثيرا من الآيات البينة والأحاديث القيمة التي توجه المسلمين أن البر الأقرباء وصلتهم من أكبر القربات إلى الله وأنه من خير ما يعمل المرء في هذه الحياة وأن برهم طرقه عديدة وسبله كثيرة فقدموا لهم من أموالكم ما ينفقونها عن نفوسهم ويقضون بها حاجاتهم ووصوا لهم ببعض أموالكم إن كانوا غير وارثكم وإن كان أقرباؤكم أغنياء فتقدموا إليهم بالهدايا توثق الصلة بهم وتفوز جميل ودهم وحسن صنيعهم عباد الله وساعدوهم على التربية والتعليم وأرشدوهم إلى صراط المستقيم كما قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة وقال وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى وكونوا معهم يا عباد الله كما كان سيدنا إسماعيل عليه الصلاة والسلام مع أهله وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا فتحابوا يا عباد الله ولا تباغضوا وصلوا ولا تقاطعوا يقول النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا أرحامكم ولو بالسلام قال سيدنا الحسن البصري رحمه الله إذا أظهر الناس العلم وزيعوا العمل وتحابوا بألسن وتباغضوا بالقلوب وتقاطعوا بالأرحام لعنهم الله
فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وهو أصدق القائلين. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم؟ أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. صدق الله العظيم. وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله في السر والعلن، واحذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. هذا وإن الله أمركم في محكم تنزيله بالصلاة والسلام على رسوله، فقال إرشادا لكم وتعليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين، وارض اللهم عن الصحابة أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر من نصر الدين، واخذل من خذل المسلمين، واختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Please sit in the rows, fill in the gaps. Please check your mobiles if they're on. Either switch them off or keep them on silent. الله أكبر، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى، فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر. سبحان الله.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah.
Request from Duas. Brother Abdul Hafiz's wife has passed away earlier this week. May Dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to the entire family. Also make dua for one of our Musalli brothers' daughter who has a court case. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Our sister is also unwell. Make dua for her shifa kamila ajila daima mustaqilla mustamirra. Similarly, make duas for all those brothers and sisters who are ill and are afflicted from anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them complete shifa. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم حصل مرادنا اللهم تمم تقصيرنا اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان وفي كل زمان خصوصا في فلسطين وفي غزة اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وآتهم فتحا قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.